Point of order and, Carolyn on the stack, please.
No. The point of order for Jack. Point of order for Jack. Good gracious.
There, one member has been repeatedly disruptive. I respectfully request that the chair would name the have the member named in the minutes for being out of order after being called to order more than three times.
Okay. Susan?
Yeah?
You have your minutes?
Yep. And so is that Jack?
Yes. Yeah, what has Sean Casey O'Brien?
Correct.
Sean Casey O'Brien.
For being out of order?
Sean Casey O'Brien.
Spell my name right. Get it right, okay?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Just one second.
No, I asked for a point of order long before the people you called upon, and I would like to be recognized in the order in which I raised the point of order.
You asked to be on the stack, and you have to wait.
I asked for, and then I called for a point of order twice.
No, Jack called first. One second, you need to wait. Just one, let me finish with Jack's point of order.
Jack's point of order came after my request for a point of order.
Jack's point of order is in order.
It is out of order.
I'm asking the Secretary to please, I have called Sean Casey O'Brien on several occasions and at the last meeting.
Madam Chair, I'd like to challenge the ruling of the Chair on this.
Okay. Waste time, Carolyn, waste time. We're doing really well. Susan?
Susan?
I'd like to represent the Chair. That was an uncalled for remark. That was a breach of decorum.
Yeah, I'm trying to respond.
No. Do you have your sheets together? The chair's ruling has been challenged.
Point of order, Jack.
Yes, Jack.
It's not a ruling of the chair. The chair has a prerogative to maintain order in meetings. The member has been repeatedly out of order after being called to order, so that it isn't a ruling of the chair, so it can't. There's nothing to challenge.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Parliamentarian. Thank you so much.
Point of information.
Carolyn, say what you have to say, Carolyn.
Yes, I would really like to stop this nonsense. You made a ruling, and I'm challenging it, and I would like to be recognized. I'm moving to table this until we can get firm language and get it in writing and deal with it at the next meeting. There is absolutely no immediacy about this. So I would move to table until the next meeting.
I heard Jack. Jack?
Yes.
Jack?
Yeah,
okay. Right. Now, just as a parliamentarian here, the debate has closed. I'm getting ready to call to have Susan take a vote on all of these, right? And now, it's a motion to table. Now what?
I think the motion to table is in order. Yeah.
Okay. So, Susan, this is the motion. The motion to table... All the hard work that we've done, we're going to take a vote on this.
Madam Chair, yes? I correct myself. Motion to postpone to the next meeting, not to table. Sorry, thank you.
Okay, so Susan, the motion is to postpone until the next meeting, okay? Now,
okay.
If you say yes, you're agreeing to put this off again. We've been going through this since October 12th. I just looked it up, but there's a motion to postpone. If you say yes, that's what we'll do. Let me know when you're ready, Susan.
Okay, I'm ready. And, Nia, do you want me to ask you last?
Yeah, just go ahead.
Carolyn.
Yes.
Lisa.
I'll pass for right now.
Seth.
Yes, postpone.
Evelyn.
No.
Stacy.
Yes.
Stacy?
Yes.
Myself, no. Tracy?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Are you voting yes?
I'm voting yes.
Andrea?
No.
Joe?
Yes.
Sean.
Yes, postpone.
Jack.
Nope.
Back to Nia.
Back to me. I'm sorry.
Sorry, back to Lisa?
No.
Okay. Nia?
I am going to vote no, so the motion fails.
No.
Okay. Susan, read yours.
What was the vote on that?
I'll repeat it. It is, hang on a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah. So if it's a tie, does the motion fail?
Yes.
Because I voted. As a chair. Susan?
Yeah.
Read your, okay. We're cleaning up the table now. Read yours, we vote yours up or down. Read your amendment, please.
Hang on just a minute. Tie, so motion fail. Okay.
Signing this policy.
Okay. Motion is, in signing this policy, the employee does not waive any rights under law.
Okay. You have your roll call sheet?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still there, Dan?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. Thank you so much.
Madam Chair, point of procedure.
We're in the middle of taking the vote. Yes.
Are we going to consider Seth's amendment after
that's
this
what
one?
I, that's what I just said.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. I apologize.
So then please get your sheet.
I'm getting going on it. Okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry. That was not... Seth, hold a second, Susan. Seth.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, could you please read these two things that you have here?
Okay.
Is Seth's motion going to happen at the same time?
Yeah.
Could you repeat that? It was unclear.
Oh, no, that can't be.
Yeah.
There are two.
Well, don't we do the
okay, wait, Jack. Jack is the only parliamentarian here. Jack?
What's the question?
They're two separate ones. Susan says one thing that was added, and now Seth has something else, and they're saying thank you.
Take them separately.
Which is exactly what I'm doing. Susan, go ahead, please, Susan.
Okay. My motion is regarding you don't waive anything.
Well, yours is done, Susan. Yours is done, dear. Yours is done. Now
Was there no objection? Was there no objection?
Was there a vote? I'm unclear as to
what
there
was.
No.
Oh, there's an objection.
We have to vote on Susan.
On Susan.
Wait a second.
We just voted on postponement.
That's right, Susan. See? Okay, now, I have been composed for 2 years, and now I'm getting befuddled. Let me get my control back of myself. Susan? Susan,
yeah.
You vote on yours. Yeah, vote on yours.
Okay, great.
That was human error.
Hang on. Okay, and we'll start, and Madam Chair, I'll come to you last. Is that right?
Yeah, always. Go ahead.
Okay, Carolyn, on my motion to amend.
I'm sorry, I don't have the language in front of me. Can you read it aloud?
Oh, again?
Carolyn, it would be really helpful if you'd listen.
Okay.
Signing this policy.
We are trying to listen under difficult circumstances.
Sean, and you're not helping. Let her read. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, I really object to the tone with which members are speaking to each other, especially to me. I'm sorry to trouble you, but I would ask to have the sentence read again. We could have done it twice by now.
That's exactly what she was trying to do, but another member was speaking. Go ahead.
I heard that.
Go ahead, Susan.
In signing this policy, the employee does not waive any rights under law. Okay. Carolyn, your vote.
I will pass for the moment.
Lisa.
We're voting on your amendment, Susan?
Yes.
I'm sorry, is that what we're voting on?
Yes.
Yes, I accept it. Yes.
Seth.
I vote no.
Evelyn.
Yes.
Stacy.
Sounds good to me.
Susan. Yes. Tracy. Tracy?
She's gone.
Tracy, you're what? Are you passed?
No, go ahead, Sue.
Okay, I don't know what Tracy voted. Did she?
She's not
she
here.
Did not vote.
She's not here, Susan.
Okay, Andrea.
Yes.
Joe.
No.
Sean.
Due to the fact that you still have an inherent conflict with the law, even with this amendment, I vote
just
no.
Say yes or no. You already have a warning.
Confirmation for my vote, Madam Chair, and I did that.
Just say yes or no.
Drop it. Let's go.
Okay, Jack.
Yes, without comment.
Okay, so, and Tracy is off the call, is that correct?
Yes, and Carolyn passed.
Okay, Nia.
Well, go to Carolyn.
Carolyn?
No, for the same reasons as Sean. Thank you.
Okay. Nia.
Yes.
Okay, I think it probably failed.
Okay.
Hang on a minute, I'm going to count.
Oh, my God, the impulse control, man.
Thanks.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, no, it passes.
Okay, Seth, it's your turn.
Okay.
Mr. Sheet, just read that, please.
I have an amendment to offer. It reads as follows. It strikes the current language and replaces it with, Pacifica complies with the spirit in the letter.
No, Seth, that was not what you emailed us. You have to email us what it is that you're doing.
Take another sentence. I can only read it now.
Come on, really.
The emailed you, Madam Chair, was already voted down. But it's just a repeat of the motion to postpone. You see, I could work with Mr. Siegel and within 72 hours come up with the language acceptable to both sides.
And what you have here is that, time out, everybody. You have here one. The only restriction on employees are Pacifica associated people. I'm reading it verbatim, exactly what you have here, with the syntax and everything. That the only restriction on employees are Pacifica associated people is that of confidentiality for those investigating confidential matters. Two, that Dan Siegel, Seth Goldberg, and others rework the proposed policy and return an amended policy within 72 hours in order to make clearer the permissive, non-restrictive, and expanded character of Pacifica's policy. Time is up, and that's what we're going to vote. Susan. Susan.
Yeah.
Let's go. This is what's sent out here.
I accept that one.
Go ahead, Susan.
Hey, hang on a minute.
Susan.
I'm going to get back to the vote.
Susan has the floor.
I'm calling the roll on Seth's motion. Okay,
look,
Carolyn.
Point of information. Do I understand it that we are not going to debate these amendments? That's all I want clear.
That's clear. Time is up.
Yes.
You've debated them. Susan, call the roll, please.
Carolyn?
Please.
Carolyn?
No, I'm not going to vote under these conditions. I think this is the chair has not handled this properly.
Well, okay. Susan, go ahead.
You are okay. So that's a pass or just
that's
a no?
Abstain.
That's an abstain.
Okay, Lisa.
No.
Beth.
Yes.
Evelyn.
No.
Stacy.
I'm gonna pass.
I'm Susan. No. Tracy, are you still off? Okay. Andrea.
No.
Joe.
Yes.
Okay, Sean.
Yes.
Jack.
No.
Okay. All right, I will count. The yeses are, okay, Nia, I don't have yours.
You don't need me. Go ahead. But I will vote no anyway.
The noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The yeses are 1, 2, 3. Okay, so it fails.
Okay. Now, you need another sheet. We're gonna get another sheet to vote on the vote on the policy as amended.
It hasn't been amended, has it? Or it was the first one. That's
right. Oh Lord.
Okay.
The policy is amended.
Okay. Carolyn. Carolyn?
I'm sorry, I forgot to unmute. No.
Okay. Lisa.
Yes, for the policy as amended, yes.
Beth.
No, for the policy as amended.
Evelyn?
Yes.
Evelyn?
Yes.
Stacy?
Yes. And I've got to go.
Susan is yes.
Stacy? Sorry, Susan. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Andrea?
Yes.
Okay. Joe.
No.
No.
Okay. Sean.
Does it violate state law? I vote no.
Okay. Jack.
Yes.
Okay. So it passes.
What's the vote?
Okay.
Okay, so that's one down. What's next?
That's four. Okay. Hang in there, Andrea.
What was the vote?
Hang on. I'll give the vote.
Give her a chance. She's been patient all night.
Six yes. Four no.
Okay. Now, the agreement as amended. Next sheet. Just we have two more to go, Susan. I know you're at your wit's end.
Yep.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. We have that and those and the tracking form.
Okay. So the first one. So what we just voted on was the
policy.
The employee policy. So now we're voting on the foundation policy. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to make that decision, yes.
Okay.
Point of clarification. We just voted on the one pager, and now we're going to vote on the policy, which is the longer document. Is that correct?
That's right. Go ahead, Susan.
Carolyn. Carolyn.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'll pass.
Lisa.
Yes.
Beth.
I have a point of order. The foundation policy also omits the terms only. Question for Mr.
As Sindel. Amended. Right. As amended.
Carolyn here, I'd like to change my vote, please, from pass to no.
I have a question for the chair, Madam Chair. In other words, the amendment, did that include Mr. Siegel's removal of the three instances of only?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Are you voting yes?
Well, no, I'm passing.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Susan.
Okay. Evelyn.
Yes.
Stacey, I think, are you off?
Did you hear me?
I heard Evelyn. Yeah?
Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Okay, Susan Young is yes. Tracy, I believe, is off. Andrea.
Yes.
No.
No.
Don.
No.
Jack.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to count again. Each time the counts have been a little different. Yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Noes are 1, 2, 3.
No, Madam Chair, this is Seth.
The votes are already counted. She already counted the votes. It's 5-3.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Okay, go ahead, Susan. The tracking form. Does anybody have a problem with the tracking form? Did everybody... Please don't tell me a problem with the tracking form.
That'll probably come next meeting.
Does anybody have a problem with the tracking form? It's been out there.
Got it. Fine.
No objection.
No objection
to the tracking form.
I object. Oh, I object to this whole policy. I object to everything.
Okay.
That's Sean.
Okay.
We'll take a vote on the tracking form.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to resign as secretary at the end of this meeting.
No.
No, not allowed.
Let's keep going. Come on.
Not allowed. Listen, we will hang in there, okay?
I'm going to send everybody bags of flaming poop.
Flaming?
Oh, God, that was hot.
In fact, if we take this
Point of information here, folks. Point of information. We are talking about people's civil and legal rights.
Susan.
Mean that we're not allowed to laugh?
Thank you.
Listen, you can laugh. Susan, laugh and call the roll, please. Go ahead. Tracking form.
Oh, Susan.
I will. Hang on a minute. Okay, so this is on the tracking form.
Yes.
Carolyn.
No.
Okay. Lisa.
Yes.
Seth.
Yes.
Evelyn.
Yes.
Stacy's off. Susan Young, yes.
No, Stacy's here. Isn't that Stacy?
Stacy's on. Yeah, it's just Tracy. Come on. Let's get this on.
Go ahead, Sue.
Stacy? Was that Tracy or Stacy?
Neither.
Okay, that's what I just said. Andrea?
Yes.
Okay,
Joe.
Andrea, hang in there. Joe?
Yes.
Sean?
No.
Jack?
Yes.
Okay, the vote is 7 yeses.
Okay, so Okay, all three. Okay. Now, the next, Dan Siegel?
He's gone, too.
I didn't thank him. Dan? Oh, boy. Well,
catch
I just like
tomorrow.
To... Yes, thank you so much, Dan, for your largesse. Thank you very much. Okay, the next item on the agenda, thanks everybody for that, is the, wait a second. My computer froze, all this confusion, my computer froze. Okie dokie. The next item is the minutes, and I think Lisa hasn't gotten a chance yet to get hers together, so we will postpone those to the next meeting and approve all of those together. Lise, is that okay?
Sure. I thought I sent out one set of minutes, though. Maybe I'm confused. I know I owe one, but I think I sent out one. I thought I did.
Is it one or two that you have? I think you have two.
I did one. I have one more to do.
Okay, good.
I owe one more. Okay.
Right, right. So when do you think you'll have the other one?
What year is this? I'll get them I'll promise to have them for the next meeting.
Okay. How about speaking of next meeting, let's see, I think December is already full. KPFTX, where are you? What is wrong with this thing? Let me just check KPFTX. Okay, KPFTX is slow on my computer. Jack, you
I'm
seem
trying
to have
pull
a
it up.
Computer.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, it's slow.
I got it.
Oh.
I have it now.
You have it, Lee? Okay, great.
Yeah, I have for December.
Yeah.
Because I got the juice.
Juice?
I got the juice.
Okay, I would like to propose December 4th.
Oh, my God.
No, we got an LSP meeting that day, don't we?
Oh, you do? Okay. How about the second?
No, that's our meeting is the second, Sean. We have a governance committee meeting.
When is the LSB meeting, though? I know the governance meeting
that's
is on
Saturday, the 6th.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That's what it says here.
Yeah.
KPFK. What's happening on the second, Jack?
We have a KPFK governance committee meeting, and Sean and I are both on that committee.
Well, what time does it start?
Well, it starts at 7, but...
It's 10 p.m. Eastern, right?
Yeah, it starts at 7 Pacific time, so that's really...
Okay.
Could you,
Jack and Sean, could you indulge us and just do it? It's just the minutes. We're going to get them out, you're going to read them, and then we approve them? So maybe for an hour, that's all we have to do.
Can't we approve them by email?
No, you can't do business by email, Andrea. That should be short, though.
point of information, Madam Chair, point of information.
One second, Lisa. One second. I didn't hear from Sean and Jack. Is that okay?
I'm going to try and accommodate you.
Okay, thank you, Sean. How about you, Jack?
Yeah, it's okay with me.
Okay,
Point of information,
Madam
Chair.
Go ahead.
I know that the meetings have to be approved. Via a meeting, but if people had suggestions or something to the minutes once they're posted, that can be done over the email, correct? Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But
so
they have to be approved. Right.
Okay. So our next meeting date.
For the secretary.
Yeah.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes. Yes.
I just have a request for the secretary. The particular part of the minutes concerning Mr. Siegel's comments that he wanted policy to be considered as expansive and not restrictive, expansive to generally accepted regulations as well as to the other parts. If that could be given special prominence in the minutes, I think that would be very helpful. Thank you, ma'am.
Susan has a very nice format set. I don't know if you've read them. She italicizes and all that, so she has a good format.
I want you to know it's a damn good format, and it's the only one you guys are going to get.
And you'll notice it's hers
okay.
and mine.
All right.
What time is it on December 2nd? Madam
let's
Chair, what
see.
Time is it on December
okay.
2nd?
We'll only do an hour. So do people want to do it at 8 or 8:30? Keeping in mind the West Coasters have to go to another meeting. I'm very respectful of that. Is 8?
I'd rather do it at 8 then. Okay, 8 o'clock?
Okay, December 2nd at 8 o'clock. Thank you guys very much.
Point of information before.
Oh, my goodness. Did I finish my sentence? Sean, please.
What do you mean to adjourn, Madam Chair?
Who said I was going to adjourn? I was saying something. Who said anything about adjourning?
I stand corrected, Madam Chair.
Okay. I just want to thank everybody very much. Although the meeting was a little contentious, there were some good things that came out of it. You know, I like to emphasize the positive. So we adjusted it. We understand. I just want to thank you guys very much. And, you know, there are no grudges or anything like that. All that's over and done with. We have it, and that's it. Now, Sean, yes.
Yes. Am I to assume that because this is our new policy, along with that amendment saying we're going to follow all the laws, that we're going to start abiding by 1102.8 and start putting up signage and postings telling people the Attorney General's hotline number?
Okay.
Which is a state law.
What I will do, Sean, do me a favor. Just shoot me off an email outlining... Just outlining all the things that, because you seem to be very up on this. So that's good. That's what a good audit committee member does, in addition to listening and all of that. Just do the bullet points for me, exactly what they are. I'll verify them, and then I will work on them. I can tell you, I'm not promising you they'll be done by December 2nd. I have no control over that. And in the, you know, we have the chair of the board is acting as IED. So she has her hands, her ears, her nose, everything is full. But you just bring them to my attention. As long as I'm aware of it, then I'll try to address it. And that's it, folks. Thank you very much. It's been
wonderful. Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right, everybody. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.